Can we be as chaotic on the main feed? Or do we have to go straight down the line on the main feed?
Ah, we could be chaotic on the main feed. It's a Halloween special.
It's a Halloween
special. Tom, you're the Halloween man of Critical Ditto.
That's true.
You lay down the rules for how the Halloween special is, and you thrive off chaos. And it's just the two of us. So I think we can be chaotic.
Okay. But Ali, as it's the Halloween special, can you give me some spooky soundscapes? Keep going. Can you get the dog to bark as well? There we go. Welcome to the Halloween special with me, Vlad. I am a basketball player from the Destiny Bond arc. No, I'm not from Destiny.
No, you're from Spatial Ren.
I'm Spatial Ren.
You're Spatial Ren.
Spatial Ren. But in my spare time, I am a vampire at the Big Town Fair.
Vlad, why is it so dark in your bedroom?
We're in my bedroom, of course.
Of course.
Because I'm a vampire. I need the darkness to live.
You're a vampire?
No, of course I'm not a vampire. I just need the darkness to get into... I'm a method actor.
Oh, I see. You were doing spooky intro for Critical Ditto,
I'm like
listeners.
Daniel Day-Lewis, but I'm like Vlad Knight-Lewis.
Well, of course, that's your surname, Knight-Lewis. Everyone knows this. Vladimir Knight-Lewis.
Exactly.
Me, your best friend, Anatoly, I know these things.
Exactly. And my nemesis is Daniel Day-Lewis, who is my brother, in fact.
You come from such a rich heritage of actors.
He went to somewhere called the real world. I don't know where that is, and I don't care to know. He has not written to me once, but I must have absolute darkness. Because, Anatoly...
Why?
I am going to tell you a scary story.
Ooh.
But you will get to play the scary story.
Well, this is exciting.
You must choose one of three characters.
Oh my god, it's like Never-Ending Story where I dictate the action and I'm also listening to the action.
Exactly, but you are going to tell the story with me, Anatoly, because I'm going to let you in on a secret.
Yes?
I have 50 children out there who want to be scared, and I do not have a story or plot. So I need you to help me, Anatoly.
You're a vampire. Couldn't you do anything scary?
Yes, of course. I could kill like three of the kids just to really freak them out.
Pretty scary.
That is pretty scary. But I was told after last year, I was not allowed to feast.
Oh, dear.
This is a shame. So, yes. So you are going to be the test subject and help me make sure I get my per diem points because last year they didn't pay me.
They didn't pay you. I know. Well, you were being paid in exposure, though.
I then had to work for the church for a bit. This was all after I came out of prison.
Okay, I am game. So, what? Three characters you say to choose from?
Yes, three spooky characters. Okay, The first is a piplup, but they're pink. Ooh, scary! Second is a jigglypuff, but the jigglypuff is wearing shoes that are too big. Ooh.
Oh, that is terrifying.
And finally, number three, it's a Minichino. Is that the one?
I think you mean Minchino?
Minchino. It's a Minchino, but this Minchino does not have any signal on their poor iPhone, so they are scared.
This is truly terrifying. I'm going to say maybe not the Minchino because you called it a Minichino, and that I think sets a bad precedent for spookiness.
Fine, okay.
But I would like to see how a pink piplup is a scary thing
pink
because this
club,
sounds like this
call him.
Pinklup. Pinklup sounds like an adorable thing. So
well, you would think so, but let me tell you a tale of this pink piplup.
Do you have an idea?
No.
I do.
Okay.
Set it in Bailton.
It's
a fairy
Bailton.
Type. It's a fairy type.
Ali's been pushing for a Halloween special set in Bailton
I
for so long,
for
and
so
here
long.
We are.
I'm so excited.
well, Anatoly. This pink piplup was not always a pink lup. It used to be the regular blue plup. But blue plup, blue plup lived in a place that was overrun, in a town you might be familiar with. A town with a giant maze. A town where this maze switches the type of the Pokemon that are brave enough to venture in there. This is, of course, the town of Baleton.
Baleton,
exactly. It is a creepy place. So, Anatoly, you're the pink, well, you're the blue plup at the moment. Tell me, what's a regular day in the Piplup's life?
This Piplup, I'm going to give him character voice. Hang on.
This is the Piplup. Hello, I'm Piplup. A regular day for me is...
it's a great voice.
It's a great voice. A regular day for me is working. I work as an accountant in Baleton, in my bank.
And I'll tell you what, Piplup, because I'm not going to do the Vlad voice anymore, because imagine Vlad is telling the story, folks, okay? This is the overarching thing.
The narrator has changed.
The narrator has not changed, because now I'm the GM. The narrator is a character within, okay? But the GM is coming in and saying, Piplup, I tell you who's there. The Daily Delibird have hired a documentary crew, and they're doing a little expose on Baleton. Well, on lots of like small towns in Formia. It's a lovely little puff piece, if you will, about Formia. So there is a cameraman.
If it's a puff piece, we probably should have chosen the Jigglypuff.
We should have done, but you know what? It's a plup piece, okay? It's a plup piece. And unfortunately, they could only afford one journalist to go out there. So it's the journalist is also the camera person and the sound person. So they're a bit overstretched. And this person is a Pokemon, obviously, because it's, why not? It's the Halloween special. Who would be a good Pokemon? Who do you think would the best investigative journalist Pokemon would be?
I think the best investigative journalist Pokemon is one that can see things other people can't with huge, great, big, massive eyes. It's a Sableye.
It's a Sableye. Oh, lovely. Okay, so we've got this Sableye. This Sableye, they obviously have a name, and this, but they go by their journalist name.
Dr. Pepper.
Okay, Inkwell Pepper. Okay.
Dr. Inkwell Pepper.
Dr. Inkwell Pepper.
Yeah.
And so, and Sableye speaks like this. Sableye, Sableye. So, Piplup, tell me, what's a day in the life like? You said you worked. Where do you work?
I work within Baleton. But the thing is, with Baleton is weird. You're not supposed to go outside very much, but if you stay indoors, you're pretty safe. There's nothing that can really hurt you. So I sort of keep to my office, and then I sort of sleep here, really.
What do you do in your office, huh? What's your office?
I work really hard. My office is a paddling pool.
I was going to say, there's a lot of, like, floating noodles around.
I don't look after myself very well, but, you know, let's not judge.
No, okay. You live alone?
Yeah. I'm looking for, you know, for that special someone. But people tend not to come to Baleton very much.
I was going to say, I've heard
the event.
Thunder cracks outside. I thought Baleton was going to be a pretty boring place, especially as I've been told that under no circumstances are we allowed to go outside. I had to actually take the underground cave to get in here. All of the houses seem to be connected by underground caves, which I thought would be spooky, but they're actually lovely. They're really well, you know, catered for. Like, it's a really good place. Loads of underground passages, you know. It
defeats the purpose of the maze, but otherwise, you know.
Well, it really does. But that's how I got here. But I've been told to sort of, so the town's like in the middle of the maze.
Yeah.
But I've been told we can't go into the maze. And you've never been in the maze, I hear.
I've never been in the maze. No.
No, and that's why you're still a water type blue Piplup.
Yep, you know it.
I see. And Dr. Inkwell Pepper turns the camera off for a sec. He says, hey, Piplup, here's a quick question. How much would it take to persuade you to come and show me around the maze? Just explore the maze with me.
Well, to tell you the truth, I did lose something in the maze. The first day that I got here, if you were to help me find it.
What did you lose in the maze?
I lost my hat.
You lost your hat?
My very special hat. Okay. Means a great deal to me.
And you know, Piplup, you said that you you're currently alone and you're lacking connection. Well, you know, I think if this goes well and maybe we find your hat and you do a really good job showing me around the maze, maybe I could put an ad in the Daily Telegraph and the Daily Telebird? Telegraph? Yes, I work for the Daily Telegraph. The Daily Telegraph. Daily Telegraph. That's why I'm here. And
you don't know the name of your publication?
No, I do. I do. Okay.
Are you real? Is this? Am I being catfished right now?
You're not being. You are not being wishcast. Okay. You are not being wishcast. But I just want to tell you this now: that I could put an ad out there in the classifieds that says, "Look, Blue Piplup,
looking for love in all the right places,
in a scary, spooky maze town." Can you solve the puzzle to get to his heart? How about that? Something cool like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty good, actually. I have no notes on that.
Good, good. I don't take notes. Well, I don't even take notes. I'm not probably not the best idea for a journalist.
I've noticed you're just all off the dome, hey, baby?
Exactly, all off my shiny, shiny eyes. No, I'm going to turn the camera back on. You've got to come up with a good story about...
About the hat?
You know, about the hat. Don't just call it just a hat. Tell me something.
You better believe I have one.
Okay, yeah, but make sure it's like it hits us in the emotional core, because we need the crowd to really know about why you want to go into that maze. So I'm going to turn the camera on. Click.
I never knew my parents. I never knew my family. All that I had left of them was a solitary hat. A bowler hat with an inscription on the inside that said, "Whatever you do, don't ever lose this." So imagine
what happened.
My horror, when whilst traversing underground into some random part of Formia, I accidentally stumbled into an underground tunnel network.
Whoa.
Yeah. I popped up, didn't know where I was, saw that there was a maze, thought nothing of it, ventured in, started to feel all tingly inside. And then I heard voices. Exactly, yeah, a lot like that. Sable, that's a really good impression.
Thank you, yes, good, good.
I mean, sorry, Dr. Inkwell Pepper.
Dr. Inkwell Pepper, thank
you. Yeah, sorry, that's exactly how
it
sounded.
I'm not a famous journalist yet. Apparently there's some kid called Hedrold who's a real hotshot, and Alma thinks it's the next big thing. Well, I'm going to prove her wrong. I'm going to prove them wrong, and I'm going to prove Hedrold wrong, and I'm going to prove the Daily Telegraph wrong. They will rue the day they got rid of... I mean, they sent me to Baleton for a story. Yes, 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 yes.
Well, maybe if we go and find that hat, we could find some answers about the event. You do know about the event, right? I assume that's why you're here, covering Baleton?
Yes. Yes, that is why I'm here. But for the audience, maybe you go into detail about the event. Maybe just a teasing line. Keep it ambiguous, but, you know.
Almost like it will be actually revealed at a later time.
At a later date when we kind of have a better idea of what... Yeah, sort of soon.
Kind of soon, but that has to be narratively interesting based on what's come before.
Yeah, and we also need to kind of then be able to kind of make it make sense later on. So,
okay, an ambiguous line that's tantalizing.
Yeah.
Well, the event is the whole reason that the maze exists in the first place.
Oh, well, hats off to you, Piplup. I say
how dare you? That's so... That
oh, no,
the
of
core.
Course, that's not what I meant.
Off. Hats off. I lost my hat. I batted away some scary voices. A hand grabbed out from the maze, took my hat, and I ran. And I found my home here.
Do you know what, Piplup? What? Hats on. And Dr. Inkwell Pepper takes out a piece of paper and folds a small hat for you. Because this is a not canon episode, I'm going to say that. Sorry, everyone.
Whoa. Okay.
Do you know what? I'll roll 2d6. Oh, my God. It's a 6 and a 3. So it's a 9.
Oh,
so
it's a good hat.
It's pretty good. It's
like
pretty...
an origami hat. Is that what you're saying?
It's an origami hat. But I think any... It can't be exposed to too much strain because it will go. But it's shaped like Sherlock Holmes his hat, or the Pokemon equivalent of Sherlock Holmes. Looker's hat. A Deerstalker, exactly.
So, okay. So like a like almost like a Stantler's hat. Like,
yes,
it,
kind of,
it looks
good.
Like the top of a Stantler's head. Okay, yeah, those look like little eyes.
Yeah,
almost.
Perfect. Perfect. And that is when Piplup and Dr. Inkwell Pepper went out into the maze.
I am so interested. So is this a true story, or are you making this up?
Oh, this is very true. Truer than you ever know. Truer than the very soul of all of your children watching here.
But I thought you just said it wasn't canon.
No, it is. But
oh, you changed your mind very quickly then.
Well, no, I'm saying it is canon, but the other narrator beyond our realm says it's not canon. But in the fiction, I believe it to be canon.
So they ventured into the maze.
They did.
And then what happened?
Well, let's find out. Okay, so Piplup and Dr. Inkwell Pepper are in the maze. Now, Ali, I want you to roll for Piplup to see how, because they're basically trying to remember where they lost this hat in the maze. Because from what I'm getting is that they were in the underground tunnels, they heard lots of voices, they thought they were, you know, they were talking about the hat.
Well, no, a hand grabbed the hat.
A hand grabbed.
I was trying to Piplup was trying to bat people away.
I think the hand grabbed the hat from above and dragged it up, obviously into the maze.
Yeah,
into the maze.
That's good. Okay. That's good. So a hand came down from the top.
Down from the top, picked up Piplup's hat. Very scary. So please roll 2d6 on Piplup's sort of vague memory of like how to work out from the point in the underground tunnel where they lost the hat, how that would correlate with where they need to go above ground.
Above ground, right. Because the access to the tunnels has been cut off by a huge storm that has flooded the tunnel network.
Yes, and no one can actually get out of Baleton through the underground tunnel.
No,
network.
The only way in and out of Baleton right now is through the maze. They discover the maze. To their disappointment as they step outside.
Ooh.
But the rain doesn't bother Piplup. Piplup feels very at home in water. So I'm going to give myself advantage on this roll.
Dr. Inkwell Pepper takes out a paper umbrella and is like, oh no, my paper umbrella does not work well in the rain. This is not good. So now Inkwell Pepper is going to roll with disadvantage throughout the whole game.
And we're going to combine the rolls and it's going to be a normal roll.
It's a normal roll.
I rolled an 8. I rolled a 2 and a 6.
Okay, so that's good. So you succeed. Piplup can pretty much remember,
but they miss one very important detail.
They do miss one very important detail,
and that detail was
Piplup has sort of forgotten the key thing about Baleton here, and
so they're just right, okay,
and so they're like great, and then runs off sort of there, and Sableye sort of with the camera rolling follows them. And Sableye's like, I'm following the Piplup into the maze. Hey Piplup, as we're running, I thought the thing about Baleton was that you sort of it messed with your biological chemistry, your DNA as a Pokemon. Is that true? Should we have protected ourselves some way? There were some coats by the front that said, make sure you wear these if you're going out into the maze, but we've left them behind.
Uh-oh.
Suddenly, there are loads of hands, different types of hands. So none of them the hand that took the hat. Grab Piplup and Sableye, and almost like a soul reaper, they claw through their bodies and mold the souls within, and they change them from the watery spectral image, that beautiful sort of Articuno-y, Suicune-y sort of beautiful water spirit within Piplup is morphed into a fairy Pokemon.
The scariest of all types.
The scariest
the
of all types.
The scariest of all types.
Sableye's dark.
Dark ghost.
Dark
so it's
ghost.
Already, it's already scary.
Sableye's insane. Maybe so Sableye becomes a ghost dark type.
Whoa.
He actually just switches the lead one round. So Sableye's like, whoa, I feel the same. But I might be left-handed now. That's really
crazy. I feel completely different. I don't know about you, Pip-Lup. But something has fundamentally changed about me now.
We look at Pip-Lup, and Pip-Lup is now bright pink. And
I mean, I feel like I'm effervescent and radiant.
You are. You're glowing. Yeah. Pip-Lup, you sound fully different. I've got to say this. I think the audience will relate more to the old Pip-Lup voice. So can you do an impression of your old voice?
I could try. Hang on. How does this sound?
That's pretty good.
This is the best I can do.
Keep speaking like that.
I sound like Prue from Great British Bake Off.
You do.
It's really lovely. It's just delicious cakes.
So we've run into the maze, and Pip-Lup has done really well. Pip-Lup has actually managed to find the exact location where the hat should be, and what they see on the ground is they see a little note.
Well, this wasn't here last time.
Last time? I thought you'd never been out into the maze.
No, I haven't. I mean, Dad, you didn't hear that. I said this wasn't here past nine.
Past nine.
Well, past nine, the maze doesn't go into effect, so you can just walk around and it's fine.
Oh, we should have waited. It's 8:30 now. That's really annoying.
I forgot. That was the thing I forgot about. The coats doesn't mean anything. The coats are just like if it's kind of cold in Baleton, because we are halfway up the Hitmonlayers.
Oh, so yes, really of course. Cold. It was really hard for me to get here lugging my camera.
Well, you go through the mountain with the underground passage.
It makes sense. Yeah. I'm still kind of disturbed, though, by this note. And
well, me too. It's also like it's protected from the rain somehow. It's sort of
magical in some way. And Dr. Inkwell Pepper zooms the camera in to the note. And the note says something very scary.
Find Theo. Something very scary.
I told you it was canon. You see, this is where the note for the game. No, the note says stuff like, this Pip-Lup guy is a little bit boring. Not sure. Trying to convince him to take me into the maze. Managed to get him to take me into the maze. Oh, it's kind of interesting. He turned pink. That was a bit weird. Wait, what's happening? This is all written on the note. Dr. Inkwell Pepper picks up the note and is like, wait, but you said you hadn't never been to the maze before and no one had ever done a story about Baleton. This is a bit confusing. Pip-Lup, and what does Dr. Inkwell Pepper see when he turns around with the camera to where Pip-Lup used to be? Or Pip-Lup it could still be. It's up to you.
No, Pip-Lup has gone.
Oh, no.
Pip-Lup is not.
Pip-Lup has plip-plopped. Okay, they plip-plopped away.
They have pip-ploffed.
Pip-ploffed. Do you think that's scary, Anatoly, the verb pip-ploffed?
This is maybe not the time for a portmanteau. But,
okay,
but
just disappeared, vanished.
Yes, because that's quite a scary thing that the pip-plop that was there and seemingly so innocent
very
and adorable
scary.
Suddenly was missing. But I think using pip-ploffed is maybe too
much.
Someone out.
I will make the note now on the master script. On the okay. Google Doc that we're updating together.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. but I am interested in this story now, so...
Of course. Let's go back
let's
then.
Let's go back, shall we? Let's go
Let
back.
Go the, let's go straight back in. Dr. Inkwell Pepper turns around.
And as they turn around...
Go on.
They realize they're missing their hat. Dr. Inkwell Pepper was wearing a nice reporter's trilby. You know, nice. A la Hedgerald. Everyone who works for the Daily Bird is given a trilby on day one.
Okay, cool.
And that trilby is gone and has been replaced by the origami hat that they gave to the Pip-Lup.
Pip-Lup? Okay, this isn't... this isn't particularly funny now. And Dr. Inkwell Pepper turns the camera to themselves and says, if you're watching Daily Telegraph, I'm going to try and send you this footage. I know you fired me the other day, but I will get the best story. And this is what I'm going to get. I am going to finally discover the ghost of Baleton. And I think I found them. Whether I survive or not, that depends on me and my origami skills. Come out, Piplup!
Piplup doesn't come out.
You should. We're a very tolerant society.
But you do hear and the shuffling of footsteps and an old, weazened Empoleon, completely pink, steps out of the shadows.
Oh my goodness. What are the chances? Another pink member of the Piplup line.
And they say, there was a Piplup in Baleton, but they died.
What? That's impossible,
60 years ago.
60 years ago? But wait, isn't that when the event happened?
Yes.
I don't really know about the event, but all I heard was that it happened 60 years ago.
I could tell you about it, if you have the time.
I don't... How much battery have I got left? I'm going to roll on the camera battery. Oh my god, double sixes. Huge.
Wow.
It's feeds
an infinite battery.
On scary energy. It's like, I'm going to keep going. The camera is filming all of this. Okay, yes, I suppose I could. I've got time for a story. I'm a little bit freaked out. I'm glad that in about 20, 25 minutes time, the scary maze stuff is going to stop, because then we'll be past 9, right? That's still true, right?
Of course. Yes, of course. Of course.
Okay.
Although, time is a funny thing in Baleton.
Oh, no.
And you look, and Dr. Inkle Pepper looks at their watch, and whilst they entered at 8:30, it is now 8:12.
Oh, no. Oh,
time
wait.
Is going backwards.
Going backwards. Oh, my goodness. But this Piplup has gone forward in time. Have they? Are you the same Piplup as
no,
before?
I am not the same Piplup. That Piplup was my child.
Oh, and what happened to the Piplup 60 years ago? Was it to do with the event?
The Piplup was the event.
Screen fades, and now I become the narrator.
Nice. Okay, fine. Anatole, you take it. I like where you're going with this. This is some good stuff.
I feel like I'm now in the zone of what you're trying to do, so I feel like I could take over and, as in character, tell you something scary.
Yes, okay.
Scary.
Hold on. Let me give you some fake teeth for the vampire stuff.
They're good. Not. They're a bit big for my mouth.
Oh, yes. They were meant for my Loudred Pokemon, so they're massive.
They're huge teeth. But
take them out. Take them out.
I'll keep them in, but... Okay.
This is a fun accent.
And they take them out. Yes, I had to. I was going all over the world.
I was
and
going
I was starting
to, say,
to
you
get
were traveling.
Canceled.
You were traveling
I was
far.
Desperately
and
trying to do Russian accent, but it was not very Russian at all.
Is it impossible to do a
it's
Russian accent with
Russian
your
Russian
mouth
accent.
Open? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's a closed mouth accent.
But I'm going to let the narrator within the story narrate the next section.
Smart. Okay. Good.
The camera zooms in on a small paddling pool, similar to the one that Dr. Inkwell Pepper saw in Piplup's office in the bank of Baleton. And there's a little family. There's an Empoleon, a couple of Piplups running around, and whatever the middle evolution is.
What is that middle evolution? It's Piplup? I want to say...
We're keeping this in, by the way. This is not getting
cut. I
want
to say Penguin 2? Penguin?
No, absolutely not. It's definitely not Engua 2. I think, is it Primplup?
Primplup.
That's what, it's so
it's
similar to
Piplup. Terrible name. I can see why we forgot it.
Yeah, that is awful. But there's one of them as well. And it's just them. They're building a small little hedge around the paddling pool.
Mm.
And one of these Piplups is a shiny Piplup. And therefore, it is pink. Because no matter what color Piplups normally are when they're shiny, in Formia, when they're shiny, they're pink.
Mm.
So one of the Piplups is a pink Piplup, and the rest are blue. And what are they doing? Whilst they're building this hedge, and what are they doing? Just sort of a nice family activity they could all be doing together.
I think they're all cleaning the paddling pool. It's a massive paddling pool. I think they've got those, you know, those big long nets, and they're just fishing out the leaves and yep. they're just getting ready. They're freezing a little bit of it as well because they want to do an ice rink sort of thing.
Nice, nice.
So they're keeping that.
And the daddy Empoleon has one rule, and that one rule is that you never go outside the hedge. But the pink Piplup, Pinklup, is a mischievous sort and a daredevil. And they are climbing, they're climbing the hedge. Daddy Empoleon turns to them and says, Pinklup, get off the hedge. How many times do we have to tell you?
Okay, but I love standing on top of the hedge. I like to see it all.
No, it's dangerous. Come on, get back into the paddling pool. Join your brothers and sisters. Come down.
It's just such a shame that we can only have just this one hedge. I would love to run around hedges. Can I be honest with you?
Of course, that's the one rule that we have in this family. Always be honest with each other.
I don't like paddling pools.
But you're a Piplup. We're water types. We love paddling pools.
I don't like paddling pools.
Yes, you do. Now get off the hedge and stop being...
I don't feel like I'm a water type. I feel like I'm a grass type, a grass fairy type.
That's absolutely ludicrous. You're my son. You can't possibly be a grass fairy type. Now get down.
Okay.
And the Piplup sadly gets down the hedge where they feel the happiest in this sort of grassy realm.
We then cut to the middle of the night where Dad wakes up, looks around and sees all of his family sleep, except one, Pinklup, back standing on top of the hedge with the full moon silhouetting them on top of the hedge. Groggily, Empoleon gets to his feet and says, Pinklup? And he turns around, and Pinklup's eyes are changed. What do they do, Tom?
They don't turn around, in fact.
Oh, okay.
They just hear
it. Their eyes are changed, but Dad doesn't see it.
He sees it in the reflection of the moon.
Oh, wow. The moon is close, then.
Really close.
Really, really close.
We're at the top of the Himalayas. Okay. Yeah. And he just hears Pinklup say,
they'll see. They'll all see. I can be whatever I want to be here. I can be whatever I need to be. I can make my dreams a reality.
And they're staring up at the crescent moon as lights sprinkling down.
The next thing that Pinklup
does. The
next scary thing that happens is the Pinklup lifts their arms and the hedge swallows them whole.
Oh,
we see the Daddy Empoleon freaked out run to the hedge, but the hedge is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's almost like the vines and the leaves are hands snaking, creeping their way, rising up, 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 until eventually they are standing in a paddling pool in the middle of a giant maze. Their addiction to sweet corn will come back to ruin this family forever, says the dad, choking back the tears.
They can't get out of the maze. And they look to each other, and they're all pink now. The whole family of Piplup evolutionary lines. Even the Prinplup.
Even the Prinplup.
That was 60 years ago. Almost to the day.
But then, tell me. It's me, Dr. Inkwell Pip. I've been out of the story for maybe 5 minutes. Just gotta remind you, this is me. But then hold on a minute. If someone already came to speak to the Pinklup before, then what's going on? Why didn't I hear about this story?
When you join the maze, you become the maze.
No. No, that can't be. Please.
The maze must be fed.
The maze must be fed?
The maze needs to grow. We must obey the maze.
Dr. Inkwell Pepper, looks around, sees the vines coming to life, sees the hedges slowly turn into gaping maws as they walk towards him. The elder Empoleon, the pink Empoleon, succumbs and gets swallowed up again by the maze. A ritual that seems to have happened year upon year upon year. Countless journalists wanting to get the scoop. You see their souls in these hedges, the eyes staring at Sableye, and Sableye's glinting diamond eyes reflecting all of their hopes and dreams in their eyes. It looks impossible for Sableye. Dr. Inkwell Pepper, there's no escape. Vampire bat picks up Sableye and flies into the sky. It was me, Vlad, the good vampire. And I've brought him here tonight, folks. It's Dr. Inkwell Pepper.
Hello. What was the voice? I've been fundamentally changed after my experience in the maze. This is how I speak now.
But you're in fact a Mimikyu dressed like a Sableye.
Yes, we're back very
in,
good.
We are back in Anatolian Vlad's dark room.
Yeah.
And Big Town, and then the Mimikyu comes out.
Yes, it was me the whole time, you see. I was terrifying. That. Thank you for telling my story. You're the true journalists here.
Thank you
very much. My
experiences
within Belton that I will take with me to the grave.
It was a shame. It was a shame we did not pick up the camera. But you live to tell the tale, and we share the tale with all of you children here today.
Yes, I have no proof about what happened to me in Baelton. You're just going to have to take my word for it, but that's how urban
legends spread. They will.
Spread.
They are children. They believe whatever you want them to believe, including how great it is for 2-for-1 at the Coconut Shy.
All the children scream in excitement and run out of the room. Except one.
So we've now flashed forward to at Vlad and Anatoly
they're
telling
the
story on stage in the Big Town
Fair. With special guest Mimikyu.
Oh, it's all gone perfectly. The kids were screaming, the parents were loving it, it was all great. And they all rush to the Coconut Shy 2-for-1 deal. But Ali, what?
Then there's one child that seems to is staring out of the window at the back of the room in this tent.
Hey kid, did you not hear me? I said the 2-for-1 on the Coconut Shy. Don't make me try and bite you. That's what I did last year to get people to leave. Kid?
The maze knows all.
Very funny, kid.
And you turn around, and that kid, their face
is completely pink.
I hope you enjoyed the. I hope you enjoyed the Halloween special.
Well,
everyone, I hope
scared.
You enjoyed the Halloween special.
I am freaking out. Well, there we go. Vlad and Anatoly's Halloween special, as told by Ali and Tom.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear the prequel to this,
yes, there is more to this story.
There is more
unbelievably.
To this story.
I know it couldn't seem like there was more to such a fleshed out, nuanced and practiced story, but there is more to it.
And we've got loads of these 10-minute one shots on our Patreon.
And
I believe.
Oh, and 10 minutes. That's it.
That's
exactly
it.
10 minutes.
That's it. We did 10 minutes. We have loads of these improvs and things like that on the Patreon. So if you want to sign up, you absolutely can. The podcast is coming to an end relatively soon. So do get in there now. Get all the content you want and get out. That's the plan. That's what you should do. That's what you should do in the last few months. But thank you for joining us on this scary tale.
And there's one last thing to say. Happy Halloween. Or should I say...
The maze knows all.
No, stop doing the voice, Ali. It's awful. It's... Nope. It's all right, everyone. I've shot him with a gun. Thank you. Right, there we go.
There we are. That wasn't too bad. We managed to get something out of that.